We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We're back with more of The Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Sabres win 5-2 last night. They're 3-0 to start the year. Duffer and Marty with you on the Instigators. ESPN, of course, back in prominence in the NHL. That can only mean more Melrose more often. Barry Melrose, longtime ESPN analyst, former NHL coach and player, is with us here on the Instigators as well. Barry, how are you doing?
Doing great. How are you guys? It's so good.
We're great.
To be talking to Buffalo that are smiling.
What's it like to be, on the network a little more often as far as mainstream hockey coverage? How excited are you?
I think everybody's excited at ESPN. It's been a long time coming, 17 years. It's been a battle, but, everybody at ESPN's charged. We brought in a bunch of different guys. There's new people talking every night, different ways of looking at things, a lot of creativity, imagination being used. So all in all, it's been a great transition, and hopefully it'll just get better and better as we spend more time with the broadcast. So I think everybody at ESPN is charged with what's going on, and hopefully, as I said, make it better every show.
Barry, last year there was rumors, negotiations going on between NBC Sports, and ESPN and Turner. Did you walk in with your suits, your custom suits, your cigar and everything into the boardroom and said, "We need it at ESPN"? Were you the one that made it happen?
No, I wish I could make stuff like that happen, but I was the guys that were doing everything I could possibly do to help spur the situation. So I think Butchie Grass and Levy and all of us that have loved hockey so long here at ESPN, it's just great to be one of the major players with TNT now. So hopefully it'll continue and grow and get better and make the broadcast better. And the better TNT does, the better we'll do. And, just continue to keep going every night. Great games on. Last night, Buffalo again, great story, what they're doing. I think everybody's happy to see Buffalo with a little sunshine in their lives. And all of us at ESPN are feeling the same way.
Yeah, I would agree. I'm taken aback here, though, briefly, Barry, because I'm looking out the window, and it's like some form of precipitation, and it almost looked like snow for a second, but I think I'm jumping the gun. It's just rain. But the sunshine was prominent this morning on the heels of the 5-2 win. Hey, I'm intrigued by something you said already. The creativity, the imagination that goes into producing broadcasts. Look, we all have our habits. We all have our beliefs. We all love the game for certain reasons. So what is it that you're seeing that gets you excited about how the game is being covered now by imaginative, creative people?
Well, one of the things is we have a referee every night. Jackson is working with ESPN now, and he's there all the time in case a question comes in that a referee needs to be brought in on. He'll come in. He'll give his thought on it also. That's something that they haven't done before, or at least not very much. ESPN plans to make that part of every broadcast. The teams that have been also ran for a number of years look good again. Buffalo's a great example. Last night, I got six TVs in front of me, and we're saying, well, let's who are we going to put in the six TVs? Because there was nine games up coming up at 8 o'clock, and I said, Buffalo, I got to see Buffalo. Buffalo's the biggest story in the NHL right now. And, you know, it didn't look good for a while there when they fell behind. Normally that would be an easy victor for the visiting team. And Buffalo never quit. They ended up tying the game and taking the lead and winning. So, you know, I like it when there's new storylines, new teams, teams that we didn't know would be very good, that look pretty good. The Kraken situation is a great story. It's a great time to be in the hockey business right now, the way things are going and the new teams coming in and the great young players in the game. It's just fun to get to the rink or get to the studio at 6:30 and get your TVs ready for the games.
Barry, I want to talk to Barry Melrose, the coach, because obviously different times, different generation of players, but leadership. I mean, as a coach, you had to have had great leaders when you were coaching LA, going to the finals and all of that. And here in Buffalo right now, we're seeing Craig Anderson, 40-year-old goaltender. We're seeing Zemgus Girgensson and Kalaposo wearing the A. It seems like the leadership group and those three guys especially have really done a good job. What can you say about a coach when you have leaders that that are really important to your team?
Well, I think you got to throw Jeff Skinner in there too. You know, he's been much maligned over the years, and you know, coming over to Buffalo, they gave him a ton of money. It hasn't worked out, but last night, that's what Skinner used to do with Carolina. He'd score big goals, and he scored that one off his knees up under the bar. So it was good to see him become part of the offense again, and hopefully he'll score some goals. But you're exactly right. You can't win without leadership. All teams now have leadership groups. You guys know that, where the coach picks four or five guys, and that's sort of his conduit between him and the players. You need that as a coach. You know, players are together a lot more than the coach will ever be with them. The coach comes into the dressing room, gives a game plan, maybe kicks a couple garbage cans over and leaves the dressing room. So it's your group that has to be the message givers and the message senders in that dressing room. And I agree with you. I think Buffalo, last year, Buffalo would have wilted at that moment. They would have gave up, and they probably ended up losing that game 6-2, something like that. But now, you know, last night they expected to win. They haven't expected to win for a long, long time. And as I said, it's a great story. You got the, you know, the stuff going on behind the scenes in Buffalo. It's not affecting them. They start the season 0-3. No captain. The captain left. We don't know what's going to happen in Buffalo with all the stuff that's going on. So you're exactly right. You got to find that leadership, the older guys that know what to say at the right moment. The ones that are, you know, what the coach tells them to say, they're in there pressing the mandate. I always thought if I made sense, the players will follow me. I just thought if you're a good coach and you make sense to your players, that is what a coach's job is. And right now, Granato is doing a great job at giving his message out and the players buying into his message.
He truly is. Barry, it's interesting. I mean, science continues to evolve. Imagine if you could break down what's truly in your DNA. So I'm going to ask you this. If we were researching, if they had scientific evidence of you, the person, is there more player DNA in you? Is there more coaching DNA in you? Or is there more broadcaster DNA in you?
Oh, multiple choice. I was always really good at multiple choice too. I think coach. I was a lot better coach than I was a player, and I was much more important to a game as a coach than a player. I was always just, you know, the sixth and seventh defenseman. You know, played when guys got hurt. So when you become a coach, and all of a sudden, you know, you're running everything, it gives you a great feeling. So I think coaching is what I will be. I will think of myself as. I think that is what I was best at, and maybe what I enjoyed the most, because you had such an impact on the game as a coach. And again, last night's a great example. You know, the team is expecting to win now. I think the team last year, the team in the last few years in Buffalo, they get to a crunch time in the game, they expect to lose. Now you got a team that's expecting to win, and you can just type. The best is watch them walk out on the ice before a game or before a period. They're laughing and joking and slashing each other and hitting each other on the pads and swatting, you know, the guy hitting his butt when you're in line, things like that. They're just such a different team now. Just coming onto the ice, smile on your face. We all know there's nothing worse than losing, and there's nothing better than winning. And right now, Buffalo's enjoying that that better winning feeling than they've had in a long, long time. And you can see the kids. Dahlin now, he's on the ice. He wants the puck. He's only playing 16, 17 minutes. I think that'll change as he becomes the player that we envisioned when he was drafted first overall. But I think that's what coaching does, is make the team believe, give them a reason to hope. And right now, Buffalo's got that, and the players are buying into it.
Barry, you obviously, when you coach, you have to have a good feel for the room, the players, the bench, who's going on the ice. And now they have to, they rely on their feel, but also a lot of analytics, a lot of numbers. So when you talk to other coaches around the league, are you amazed with the numbers that they look at? And are you comfortable with the numbers, or are you like a coach's DNA that just kind of goes on the feel?
I'm a feel guy. I'm smart enough to know that if we're winning 60% of the draws, that's 60% of the time we have the puck. And, 60% of the time they don't have the puck. And you don't have to be a genius to figure out that that's good. But I still think there's a part, and something's important when you're looking at that group on the bench. You know, you'll put somebody on the ice that the numbers don't bear out. But as a coach, you just believe in that kid, or you believe in that veteran. And the good teams have that. And, Buffalo wants to get to that point where there's five or six guys that the coach will put on there no matter what. I still think that's part of coaching. I still think you just can't pull out a piece of paper from the bench and say, well, it tells us that we're supposed to dump it in the far corner and go get it, things like that. So I know it's important. I know it's there for a reason. I know sometimes it really looks, the numbers dictate that you should do something, but in your mind, you're still the coach, and you say, no, I got to have that guy on the ice. I got to have Aposa on the ice. Even though he's not quick, he's not really fast, I just got to have him on the ice to get that puck out around the wall or help on the draw, things like that. So it's still there as a coach. I don't think you ever lose it. Maybe in the years now with the young coaches coming in that were players a couple of years ago, that these are all analytic guys, maybe there will be a point where that doesn't matter. But I still think if I was coaching, if I'm going to get fired, I'm going to get fired because of the five guys I put on the ice, not because of the five guys on a piece of paper that they checked out in between periods. And the paper tells you that you should play this guy in this situation. Sometimes you just got to do it on your own and on your gut.
Barry, you have a defined schedule with ESPN, a specific night or nights of the week that you're on, or are we just going to see you everywhere?
See you everywhere. Last night I did SportsCenter, the 11. Doing inside the crease every day. We got out of the rink or out of the building last night at 1:30. We can't because of inside in the crease. That's on a ESPN Plus. That's such a big thing now with ESPN is ESPN Plus, and it's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. So, but all over the place today or Thursday, I'm doing Butchie's show, The Point. That's his baby every Thursday, and all of us are on that show quite regularly. So there's four or five different things that I'm doing right now and enjoying it. I wish I'd get out a little earlier every once in a while, but we got those 10:30 games. You got to be there till it's over and do the highlights with all the teams involved.
Yeah, and our rule there is the late game always goes to overtime. Barry, thank you.
Always. Is that true? Always.
It absolutely is true. Hey, thanks so much for joining us. We look forward to seeing continued coverage throughout the year.
Anytime, guys. I love your shows, and I love you guys on TV, so keep it up, and let's make this year the best year the NHL's ever had.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle.
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.